When we got to the top of the hill, we found Pete rolling around in the dirt in front of the yard gate. I studied the scene and came up with an explanation for his odd behavior. He choked on a chicken bone. I couldn't think of anyone who deserved it more than Pete. And yet there's a heart beating inside this massive body of mine, and every now and then it can be touched by tragedy. I kind of hated to be there, watching Pete in his last moments of life. Grover went up to him. Pete was on his back, kicking all four paws in the air and rolling his eyes.
"What's wrong, Pete?"
He quit twitching and looked up at Grover.
"The end of the world is coming. I can feel it."
Grover glanced at me.
"Did you hear that?"
"I heard it, but I don't believe it. Step aside and let me check this thing out." I pushed Grover out of the way and stood over the cat. "I'm going to order this cat to open his mouth. When he does, we'll find a chicken bone caught in his throat. This is a classic case of greed, Grover, which is very common in cats. I recognized the signs the minute I got here. They get to thinking they can eat anything, and first thing you know, they get choked on a bone. Now watch. Open your mouth, cat." He opened his mouth. Grover and I looked inside. I spotted two tonsils and the little punching bag that hangs over the throat. No bone. I stepped back. I was afraid of that. Sometimes the bone...
"It's not a bone, Hank. I can feel the end of the world coming."
"Hank, he said it again. Oh my gosh, what are we gonna do?"
"First, we don't panic. Second, we interrogate this cat. And third, we look for the third point of our plan of action." I went back to Pete. "Exactly what makes you think the world's coming to an end?"
"Cat's intuition."
"I don't believe in cat's intuition. There's no way to test it."
"Yes, there is. Just ask me any question about the end of the world."
"All right." I paced back and forth. "What day is it due?"
"Tomorrow."
"What time of day?"
3:00.
His answers matched Grover's report. When you get the same answers from two different sources, you have to take it seriously. And then there was Sally Mae rushing away from the house. That had been pretty suspicious, too.